I'm Christian Zedek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. In Acts chapter 4, the disciples, full of the power of the Holy Spirit, are testifying about the kingdom of God and the power of Jesus' name. Peter and John, two of the top leaders, are arrested by the temple guards. The religious leaders recognize that the dynamics of power within and outside of the religious system are being threatened, so they put Peter and John in jail for the night. The next day, they threaten them, saying, "Stop talking about the resurrection and stop talking about Jesus." Acts 4:18-20 says this, "So they called the apostles back in and commanded them never again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, 'Do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop talking about everything we have seen and heard.'" The Sadducees questioning Peter and John had power. They were in charge of the temple guards and oversaw the sacrificial system. They had real, tangible power in the religious lives of the Jewish people in Jerusalem. And their power was being threatened. Regular, everyday people, not Torah scholars or priests, but fishermen and poorly educated folks, were ministering to the people in power. Of course, that power wasn't coming from them. It was coming from the Holy Spirit. We cannot stop talking about what God is doing. They're talking about resurrection, a time when the powerless and vulnerable and the oppressed will experience a reversal of fortune. And those in power will be called to account for how they did not take care of the powerless and the vulnerable and the oppressed. When you don't have power, you are desperate for change. But when you do have power, you're just fine with things the way that they are. Safe, comfortable, in control. Resurrection is great news for the poor and the downtrodden. But for the people in charge, wielding power, abusing power, it doesn't sound like very good news at all. Peter's response in verse 19 gets talked about a lot these days. Do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? On one hand, this is a deeply true and important idea. We can't blindly go along with injustice. If we are put in a situation where we have to choose between obeying God or obeying another authority, it's not a choice at all. But on the other hand, many Christians use this verse to justify any sort of disobedience they want to exercise. I've seen this verse misapplied to a lot of political and ethical conversations in our country, especially over the past few years. A lot of the time, we tell ourselves that our civil disobedience is an act of faith when it's really just an act of selfishness. If we aren't careful, we ourselves become the aggressor, using verses like Acts 4:19 to justify the way we try to gain and cling to power at all costs. Consider the power you hold and how you might wield it today. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you obey God and resist the temptation of power. And whatever you do, don't stop telling everything you've seen and heard about the kingdom of God. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, theaccma.org.